एकं सुभाषितं पश्यामः किञ्चित्. विल् लुक् एट् अ सुभाषितम्. अन्नदानं परं दानं विद्यादानम् अतः परम् अन्नेन क्षणिका तृप्तिः यावत् जीवं च विद्यया. अन्नदानं परं दानं विद्यादानम् अतः परम् अन्नेन क्षणिका तृप्तिः यावत् जीवं च विद्यया. अन्नदानं श्रेष्ठं दानम् अस्ति, अत्र विवरणं दत्तमस्ति. अदा अन्नदानात् श्रेष्ठतरं दानं विद्यादानम् अस्ति, यतः अन्नेन किञ्चित् कालं यावत् तृप्तिः भवति, परन्तु विद्यया जीवनपर्यन्तं तृप्तिः भवति. द आफरिङ्ग् आफ़् फुड् इस् ग्रेट्, द आफरिङ्ग् आफ़् एजुकेशन् इस् ईवन् ग्रेटर्. वैल् फुड् साटिस्फैस् ओन्लि मोमेण्टरी, एजुकेशन् साटिस्फैस् ड्यूरिङ्ग् द एण्टैर् कोर्स् आफ़् लैफ़. एतत् सारांशम् अस्ति सुभाषितस्य. किञ्चित् गृहपाठित्वेन किञ्चित् पश्यामः.
मुरळी कृष्णमूर्ति. नमस्कारः सर्वेभ्यः. गृहपाठं किञ्चित् पश्यामः. सो लेट्स् डू वन् बै वन् फार् द सप्तमी फार्म्. Ranga Mahodaya, can you start us off with pot? What is the word, and can you say a sentence?
Asmi, pot is a gataha. Gathe jalam asti.
Gathe jalam asti. Samyak. So gataha is what linga?
Akaranta pullinga.
Samyak mahodaya. Can you say one of your sentences? The lot.
Okay, I wrote up something. Mama patni dve pautreyah cha duravani pashyanti aham vadami niramayantu cha bhojanam khadantu.
Bhojanam khadantu. Okay. ओके महोदय, धन्यवादः.
धन्यवादः.
सुनील महोदय, केन् यू से वाट् इस् द चेर् वर्ड् एण्ड् द सेण्टेन्स्?
हलो.
यस्,
ऐ डिडन्ट् डू द होम्वर्क् टुडे, ऐ एम् सारी.
Okay, can you say the Sanskrit word for chair?
I'll have to...
Asandaha.
Asandaha, uh-huh.
So, were you in the class last week?
I was, yes.
Okay, so try to say a sentence in Saptami Vibhakti using Asandaha.
बालः आसन्दे तिष्ठति.
उपविशति
उपविशति तिष्ठति यू स्टाण्डिङ्ग्
या ऐ मीन् दट्स् ग्रामटिकली राइट सो केन् यू से अ सेंटेंस इन लोट बहुवचन लोट इज द आज्ञा प्रार्थना
Okay.
I mean, if you are having trouble, we'll come back to you. Just think about it and keep it.
Okay. Thank you.
Subodh Mahodaya, Astiva.
Asmi.
Can you say for bottle and a sentence? In Saptami.
Bottle is Koopi. Koopyam Sheetala Paniyam Asti.
Samyak Mahodaya. So, and also, can you say a sentence in the Lot?
Okay. Adhya Mandire Pravachanam Asti. Krupaya. मन्दिरं गच्छन्तु च प्रवचनं शृण्वन्तु
सम्यक् महोदय धन्यवादः भूमि भगिनी अस्ति वा
अस्मि नमस्कार
नमस्ते भगिनि फार् हौस् केन् यू से द वर्ड् एण्ड् अ सेण्टेन्स्
हौस् इस् गृहः प्रातःकाले मम गृहे कोकिलाः कूजन्ति
सो द वर्ड् इस् गृहं ओके नपुंसकलिङ्गं बट् द सप्तमी फार्म् विल् बी द सेम् सो
गृहे ओके So, kokila, and kujanti is right?
Kujanti.
Yeah. Kujanti. Okay. And for the lotlakar, sainikaha desha
Ajay Srinivas.
Sainikaha deshasya rakshanam kurvantu vayam grahasya rakshanam karavam.
करवाम सम्यक् भगिनि धन्यवादः नितेश महोदय
यस् सर्
नमस्ते महोदय केन् यू से फर् टेबल्
टेबल् जस्ट् अ मिनिट् Yes, table is Utta Petika and the sentence is Kalam Utta Petika Yam Asti.
Okay, what did you want to say?
Means the pen is on the Utta Petika, on the table.
So pen is what? What do we say for pen?
I have written kalam, sorry.
Kalam is in Hindi. Sanskrite
lekhanam?
Lekhani asti. Lekhani.
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 Okay. So what Lekhani. Would be the sentence?
लेखनी उत्पेटिकायां कायाम् अस्ति
सम्यक् महोदय हेव् यू डन् द लोट्
यस्
केन् यू रीड् अ सेण्टेन्स्
ते पुष्पं चिन्वन्तु वयं पुष्पं चिन्वाम
Chinwama.
Chinwama. and then it was te chaturangam kridantu vayam chaturangam kridama
chaturangam okay samyak mahodaya
thank you
dhanyawad suhasini bagini
हाँ महोदय
can you say for nadi
nadi okay maralah nadyam asti
oh I'm sorry yeah so what
actually head that
no I meant to say what is the word for river but I gave you the answer
oh okay
so what is the sentence
मरालः नद्याम् अस्ति
सम्यक्
एण्ड् फार् यस् ऐ हव् डन् संस्कृतछात्राः प्रतिसप्ताह गृहपाठं लिखन्तु
सप्ताहे
ओके एण्ड् इस् इट् संस्कृतं chatra or sanskrita chatra sanskrita chatra
ah you can write it as one word sanskrita chatraah
okay if it is two words it can be sanskritam chatra
sanskrit then you have to get into shashti okay
oh.
So sanskritam will be sanskritasya chatraah
okay and another one is भवत्यः अनेकभाषा जानन्तु
अनेकभाषां जानन्तु सो देट् इस् द द्वितीया विभक्ति विच् विल् बि सीङ्ग् टुडे ओके सो वेन् एवर् यु से यूस् अ क्रिया So okay. the object, the word before that will become the object form, which we will see today.
Okay.
Come here, Bhagini.
Thanks, Manuj.
Okay. So, Madhavi Bhagini, can you say what is the word for head and use it in a Saptami sentence?
Mastakam.
Samyak.
Mastake keshah santi.
Samyak Bhagini. Can you say a lot sentence in Bahuvachana? Either Pratama Purusha or Uttama Purusha.
Mama haste pushpani santi bhavati pushpani भवत्यः पुष्पाणि स्वीकुर्वन्तु वयं पुष्पाणि स्वीकरवाम
सम्यक् भगिनि धन्यवादः
धन्यवादः
Murli Mahodaya, can you try what is the word for hand?
The word is word for hand is hastam.
Hastaha.
But I'm not exactly ready for a sentence yet. I'm still having
okay.
some backyard.
हस्तेन खादतु
who was saying that?
Oh, this is Ajay. I was just talking to myself.
Can you say a word, Mahodaya? So you have to use the saptami, okay?
Aham hastena khadatu.
No. Saptami form is in the hand.
Oh.
So, hastaha will become haste. Okay, haste. Like haste pustakam asti or haste.
Okay. Mama haste pushpam asti.
Okay. So the other sentence you said, that is also, that has some errors in it. Can you say it correctly?
Okay. I was saying, aham hastena khadati. That's not wrong. That's not right.
Khadati. Yeah, aham. So it will be what?
Hastena khadati.
Khadam.
Khadami. Is it?
Yeah.
Aham hastena khadami.
Okay.
Dhanyavad.
Dhanyavad, Mahodaya. Okay. So anybody didn't get a chance to say? I don't know if I covered everybody. So Murli Mahodaya, did you get the sentence?
Hello. No, I have not attempted it.
So, yeah, the sentence, like you said, was haste pustakam asti. So, the book is in my hand. Okay, that's what the saptami is. Haste.
Okay.
Mama haste
pustakam. Okay. So, Agresa Ramaha. We'll look at some new topics. Okay. So we have seen atra, tatra and all that, right? Remember those?
Yeah. Yeah.
What is atra? Can somebody say? What is atra?
Here.
Tatra?
There.
Atra, tatra, sarvatra also, yes. No?
Sarvatra, everywhere. Anywhere.
So, we'll see some new words today. If you're not talking, can you please go on mute? There is some feedback on the line. Okay, so the words we'll be seeing today are ittaha, tataha, kuttaha, and ittastataha. Okay, so they all end with the taha. So it means from. This taha means from. Okay. So atra taha. It is not atra taha. From there becomes
atra.
From here becomes ittaha. Okay, this is ittaha. Can you see the screen? Maybe I can. Is that better? Okay. So, tatra taha na tataha. So, when you say from there, it is tataha. Kutra taha na kutaha. Okay. Kutra means where. So, from where is kutaha. Okay. And upari we have seen, right? Upari adaha. So, upari taha na uparishtat. So keep that aside for now. Uparishtat. That is from up. So we'll focus on ittaha, tataha, kutaha, and ittastataha is from here and there. Okay, ittastataha. Atrataha na ittaha. So you have to start getting used to saying ittaha. Even though you're saying from here, it is ittaha. From there is tataha. From where? So when you say, when you ask somebody from where are you coming, Bhavan kutah agachati. So like that. Okay. And itastataha is here and there. Kukuraha itastataha dhavati. The dog is running here and there. So, Bhumi Bhagini, can you just read this? This red table.
Atrataha. No. Itaha. Yes. Tatrataha. Na. Tataha. Am. Kutrataha. Na. Kutaha. Am. Uparitaha. Na. Upari. Uparishtat. Am.
Uparishtat. It's fairly simple, but you have to, the main difference I would say is atrataha na ittaha. So atrata from here becomes ittaha.
Atrataha becomes ittaha.
Ittaha. Tataha. Kutaha.
Kutaha.
And one more is itastataha.
Acharyaji, is that a sandhi that becomes like that, or
which one, Mahodaya?
Like a kutrataha becomes kutaha. Is that like a sandhi or?
It's not a sandhi, Mahodaya. It's just the word becomes itaha.
Oh, okay.
Okay, because see, remember I said the taha is it implies from. Okay, so it, even though it is ittaha, it means from here, and it's not atrataha. So we have been using atra for here, atra asmi, and here, right?
Yeah.
Tanya. Ajay Mahodaya, one doubt. What is the context in which we are using ittaha, tataha versus, you know, itra and atra and tatra? As in, you know, atra is here. Itaha seems to indicate that it is here, but from here. So
from here, yeah. So we'll see that when we use it in sentences. So I am going from here to the shop. Let's say, aham itaha apanam gacchami. Did you get that?
Yes, okay.
Aham. Ittaha apanam gacchami. Aham tataha patashalam gacchami. So from there, I go to school. You can use it in any way, it is there. Or I can ask you, Bhavan kutaha agacchati.
Aham.
Okay, so that is good. I think... if all of us can try to make a simple sentence, okay, we'll help each other if you're stuck. So, Ajay Mahodaya, let's start with you. Can you make a sentence with itaha?
Itaha. Aham itaha padashala gacchami.
Padashalam gacchami.
Padashalam gacchami.
Bhumi Bhagini with tataha, can you try a sentence?
From there, so aham tataha vidyalaye gacchami.
Vidyalayam gacchami. Okay, and that is the Dvitiya. We'll see that form just after this. The next topic is this.
Okay, so we don't have to use Saptami over there.
So here go see Vidyalaya means in the school or in the right in the school is what Vidyalaya. You say I'm going to school, so Vidyalayam gacchami.
Oh, okay. Huh, got
vidyalaye.
Yeah, actually you will be going into the school, but you say you go to school.
Yeah.
Right. Samyak bhagin. Madhavi bhagini, can you use kuttaha?
Bhavati hi kutaha agachati.
Ah, samya. Nitesh Mahodaya, can you try to use itastataha?
Mean itastataha? What I mean to say is that fish is going here and there.
Oh, okay.
Meena itastataha asti. How is the
gacchati? Yeah, gacchati or bhramati, you can say.
Bhramati.
It's going here and there.
Okay.
Okay, good attempt, Mahodaya. Uttama. Ranga Mahodaya, can you also use itastataha?
Okay. Aham udyane itastataha bhramami.
What do you want to say?
I'm in a park, going around, you know, like walking around.
Oh, walking. Okay. So aham udyane itastataha
brahmami.
Brahmanam karomi.
Okay. Brahmanam
karomi.
Samyak bhava.
Dhanyavad.
Subodh Mahodaya, can you try kutaha in a sentence?
Bhavan kutaha agachati.
Samyak. Sunil Mahodaya, tataha.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah.
Hello. Aham karyale gachami tataha tarhi tataha udyane gachami.
Aham karyalayam gachami tataha. Right, you're first going to office?
Yes. From there,
tata.
Go to the park.
Samyak Mahodaya.
Thank you. Dhanyavada.
Suhasini Bhagini, can you try itaha?
Aham itaha vidyalayam gachati. Gachami.
Samyak bhagini. Yeah, so by now, we should not be making that mistake. When we say aham, we have to remember gachami. It is gachami or karomi. Okay? Samyak bhagini. Murli Mahodaya, can you want to try a sentence? Are you ready? Any of the words?
Balakaha itastataha dhavati.
Samyak Mahodaya.
Thank you.
Don't feel shy. Try to do it. If you make mistakes, only we'll learn. So sure. no worries.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, did anyone miss out? Anybody not make a sentence yet?
Mahoday, I have a question on that. Uparitaha is a uparishtat. What is the linga of that word?
So uparishtat is what is called the panchami form, that's why I said put that aside for now. It is.
Oh, okay.
So the panchami is when you are saying from somewhere. Okay, just keep that in mind, but we'll not be seeing it for a little bit.
Oh, okay. It's not. It doesn't have a linga to it. Okay.
And the taha is also meaning the same thing, but it's a different form. It also means from, like we saw, right? Kutra.
Yes.
Kutra taha becomes kutaha. That means from where.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay, let's see. So you can also use taha, like we look at this. So aham tirupatitaha Bengaluru pariyantam gachami. Aham Bengaluru taha Sringeri nagaram gachami. Okay, so like that you can use from and to. So taha and pariyantam. Aham Madras taha Tirupati pariyantam gachami. Aham Tirupati taha Bengaluru pariyantam gachami. Okay, so from to. So here we saw, right? Kutaha, tataha. So in similar form, you can use from and to show that you are going from one place to the other. Avagatam va? Sarve?
What is pariyantam, Mahodaya? Is it towards?
Pariyantam means to.
Okay.
So from to.
Huh.
Okay, can you make complete this for these two from Bengaluru and Sringeri, can you complete?
Aham Bengaluru Pariyantam Sringeri. Sorry, I'm not able to get it.
No. Try. See, Bengaluru Taha from.
Aham Bengaluru Taha Sringeri Gachami.
Sringeri gachami or Sringeri pariyantam gachami.
Sringeri pariyantam gachami.
Pariyantam means to. Okay, I go from Bangalore to
Sringeri.
Did you get the Okay, can you try the next one also? Just so that we are clear, you get it.
What is this next word? Dharma? Dharma Stalam. Okay. Shringeri Taha Dharma Stalam Paryantam Dharma Stalam Gachami.
So when there is a double lam, you can say dharmasthala pariyantam gachami.
Okay.
Just to make it easier.
Dharmasthala pariyantam.
So aham dharmasthala taha Mangaluru
pariyantam gachami. Aham Sringeri taha dharmasthala तालापर्यन्तम् इच्छामि.
So Sunil Mahodaya, can you start going from Mangaluru?
Aham Mangaluru taha Ananta Shayanam Paryantam Gachami.
Samyak.
Thank you.
You dropped the right, Acharyaji?
What is that?
You say Ananta Shayana Paryantam rather than Ananta Shayanam Paryantam, right?
You can say both. Yeah.
No, I say both.
Ananta Paryantam. Subodh Mahodaya, can you continue the journey?
Aham Ananta Shayanataha Kanyakumari Paryantam Gachami.
So as we do more and more, it'll become easier. Madhavi Bhagini, the next leg.
Aham Kanyakumari Taha Rameshwar Paryantam Gachami.
Samyak. Bhumi Bhagini, the next.
Aham Rameshwarataha Pondicherry Paryantam Gachami.
Uttamam Bhagini. Ranga Mahodaya.
Aham Pondicherry taha Madras Paryantam Gachami.
Murli Mano Mahodaya.
Aham Madras taha Tirupati Paryantam Gachami.
Samyak. Uttam. Okay, so keep that in mind, the taha paryantam. So from to or up to. Okay, taha paryantam. That's a very common form you'll see. So from to or from up to. Okay, and keep these words also in mind. These are very commonly used in conversational. So, any prashna asti va mahodaya?
No.
Okay. So, yeah, they're just asking you to fill this in, which we have done, but it will be good to just go over this again. Okay, when you keep doing it, it will become very clear. So if there are no questions, we'll carry on to the next topic.
Ajay Mahadev, just one question. You said like if we are going somewhere, then like we have to say Vidyalayam. So which Vibhakti is that one?
That is the Dvitiya Vibhakti. Actually, the next topic is that only. So it's a good segue into that. Okay?
Okay, sure. Thank you.
किञ्चित् एकं वाक्यमस्ति अत्र, पश्यतु. बालिकाद्वयं विद्यालयं गच्छति. ओके बालिकाद्वयं विद्यालयं गच्छति ओके सो हियर इन संस्कृतं दिस् इस् काल्ड् कर्तृपदम् ओके दिस् इस् सब्जेक्ट् बालिकाद्वयम् और् बालिका स्वीकरोतु बालिकाद्वयं मीन्स् टु गर्ल्स् यू केन् से इट् इन् वन् वर्ड् बट् बालिका विद्यालयं गच्छति विद्यालयं सेकेण्ड् वन् इस् काल्ड् कर्मपदम् ओके इट्स् अन् आब्जेक्ट् सो गच्छति इस् क्रियापदम् right it's a kriya whatever kriya is doing a verb it's a verb in english so whenever you see whatever the there is an object that will be in that you will always see it vidyalayah becomes vidyalayam okay so that is called dvitiya vibhakti it's a second case in sanskritam okay this is balika is a prathama vibhakti right it's a subject sa balika ओके बालिका विद्यालयं गच्छति कुत्र गच्छति विद्यालयं सो आल्वेज इट् इस् अ कर्मपदम् आल्वेज इन् द्वितीया विभक्ति यु हव् टु वाच् इट् एण्ड् यूजुवलि मोस्ट् इन् मोस्ट् केसस् इट् विल् बि अम् इट् विल् एण्ड् इन् अम् सो विद्यालयः बिकम्स् विद्यालयम् ओके विद्यालयः बिकम्स् विद्यालयम् okay so patala means screen it's a computer screen they are showing so mahila right ka pashyati who is seeing looking. It it's a screen right ka pashyati you have to ask a question who is seeing mahila she is looking mahila kim pashyati what is she looking at mahila kim pashyati Mahila patalam pashyati. So whenever Kim, they are asking Kim, what? Mahila patalam pashyati. Patalam is a screen. Patalaha is a subject that becomes patalam. Mahila patalam pashyati. She is looking at the screen. Patalam pashyati. So patalaha becomes patalam. Patalaha becomes patalam. So, kaha pathayati, who is teaching? Shikshakaha pathayati. So, this is just, if you are not speaking, can you please go on mute, please? Shikshakaha pathayati, okay? Teacher is teaching. Shikshakaha pathayati. So, here you have just two words in the sentence, right? It's a very simple, basic sentence. So, you have just kartrupadam, kriyapadam, right? You have just the subject and the kriyapadam, verb. So, shikshakaha kam patayati. What he is teaching. Shikshakaha patam patayati. What he is teaching? He is teaching the lesson. Okay? Kaha becomes kam. Patam becomes patam. Patah. It's little bit very intuitive because it's always am. It ends with am. Shikshakaha patam patam.
Ma'am, one question. On the previous slide, the patal word, yeah, that patal was a color also, pink color, I think we used to call it patal.
Patala, yeah. Patalam is green also.
Okay.
Patalam is green also. Sometimes you have, it's the... but I think it's a patalam, but patalam, yeah. They have just...
Sorry, that is patalam was rose.
Yeah, color is patal, okay. Yeah, color is patala, but they have given it in pink, so I got, patala varnam. So patala is green.
Patala. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Astu. Okay. Kaha nayati. So they have given everything. Okay. Ditya, we have seen the in a different color, so it is clear. Kaha nayati. Okay, who carries? Okay, nayati is taking or carrying. Kaha nayati, who is carrying? Anjaneyaha nayati. Anjaneyaha nayati. Okay, Anjaneya is carrying. Anjaneyaha kam nayati. Anjaneyaha kam nayati. Oh, what is he carrying? Anjaneya parvatam nayati. Anjaneyaha parvatam nayati. So, he is carrying the parvata. Okay, parvatam. So whenever it becomes parvataha, right, it's a pullinga shabda, parvataha becomes parvatam. So he is carrying the mountain, parvatam. So kaha becomes kam, kam nayati, the question. Question also becomes, you are expecting a object form. What is he carrying? Whenever it's what, then whatever you give the answer, that is the dvitiya vibhakti form. Karma padam, that's called karma padam. Mahila kim karoti. Okay, mahila kim karoti. What is the lady doing? Mahila pustakam patati. Mahila pustakam patati. Mahila pustakam patati. So pustakam is a napunsakalika shabda, so that doesn't change. Amam will not change. So that is easy, but wherever it's other, like when it's a akaranta pullinga shabda, it is aha, right? Aha becomes am. Here, since it is a napunsakalika shabda, it pustakam becomes pustakam. Okay, so mahila pustakam patati. Mahila pustakam patati. So chitroshtaha. Chitroshtaha is a giraffe. Okay, chitroshtaha. Kaha khadati. Kaha khadati. Who is eating? Kaha khadati. Who is eating? Chitroshtaha khadati. Chitroshtaha khadati. Kaha khadati? Chitroshtaha khadati. Chitroshtraha kim khadati. So there is a question. Kim khadati. Chitroshtraha kim khadati. Chitroshtraha parnam khadati. Chitroshtraha parnam khadati. The giraffe eating leaves. Parnam leaf. Eating leaf. So parnam is a napunsakalinga shabda. So that doesn't change. Parnam. Kaha nayati. Who is carrying? Purushaha nayati. Okay? Purushaha nayati. Purushaha kim nayati. My mute all is not working, so please mute yourself. There is a lot of background noise. Purushaha kim nayati. What that person is carrying. Purushaha asandam nayati. Purushaha asandam nayati. He is carrying the chair. Asandam nayati. Asandaha, usually akaranta pullinga shabda. When it asks what is he carrying, so it becomes asandam. Asandaha becomes that. So it's pretty straightforward, but it's
One question.
No.
The question part, the kim, kam, you're assuming the answer linga in advance, how do we decide which one to use, kim versus kam?
Usually kaha, kam. Kam is whom, is a person usually. Kim is what.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Kam is whom. Kam is a female word. Kam.
Kam, okay.
Yeah, it comes by practice. We have a lot of examples below, so you will get it.
Okay, dhanyavada.
Kaha, ka, okay. There is all a table that you can keep it in mind later. It's in later, advance some more classes. We can look at it. But for now, just we are trying to simplify it. Okay, sopanam. Sopanam is step. Sopanam is a step. Okay. Kaha arohati. Who is climbing? Kaha arohati. Kaha arohati. Purusha arohati. Man is climbing. Purusha arohati. Purusha kim arohati. He is climbing what? Purusha sopanam arohati. The man is climbing a step. So they have kept one singular. So step. So sopanam is a napunsakalinga shabda. Sopanam becomes sopanam. Sopanam becomes sopanam. So there is no difference. But usually in the beginning, people don't put anything here. Sopana. They will just leave it like that. I have seen a lot of homeworks like that. But make sure that you are putting that dot, sopanam. So that's the right way. Don't do anything without, just put that point, sopanam. Okay. Mahila kim dharati. Mahila kim dharati. What is the lady wearing? Mahila kim dharati. Mahila shatikam dharati. Mahila shatikam dharati. When it's akaranta strilinga shabda, see, shatika, it's a akaranta strilinga shabda. Shatika becomes shatikam. Okay? Shatika becomes shatikam. Mahila shatikam dharati. The lady is wearing a sari. Saha churikam nishyati. Saha churikam nishyati. Saha tam nishyati. So, Saha, he is, what he is doing, he is sharpening the knife. He is sharpening the knife. Churikam. Churika is akaranta strilinga. Churikam. Okay. Saha tam nishyati. Saha tam. So when it is a noun, pronoun, so you can say that. Okay, you don't have to take the name as a scissor. You can say tam. See, sa becomes tam. Sa becomes tam. Esha becomes etam. Esha becomes etam. So he is sharpening that. You can say sharpening that. Kaha milati, who is meeting? Anjaneyaha milati. Anjaneya is meeting. Anjaneyaha kam milati. Anjaneyaha kam. Kam milati. Who is he meeting? Kam milati. Anjaneyaha sitam milati. Anjaneyaha sitam milati. He is meeting Sita. When it's a akaranta strilinga, he is asking kam. Whom is he meeting? So it becomes kam. Kam milati. Anjaneya sita milati. Ka becomes kam. Sita becomes sitam. So putri janaka. Janaka kim karoti. What is the father doing? Janaka kim karoti. What is the father doing? Janaka putrim alingati. Janakaha putri alingati. He is hugging his daughter. Okay. Putri becomes ikaranta srilinga. Putri becomes putrim. Janakaha putrim alingati. जनका पुत्री न पुत्रीं जनका पुत्रीम् आलिङ्गत् कः पश्यति हू इस् लुकिङ्ग् बिडालः पश्यति बिडालः पश्यति द केट् इस् लुकिङ्ग् बिडालः कं पश्यति हू इस् हि लुकिङ्ग् एट् हूम् इस् हि लुकिङ्ग् बिडालः मूषकं पश्यति ओके बिडालः मूषकं पश्यति इस् लुकिङ्ग् एट् द राट् ओके मौस् मूषकं पश्यति बिडालः तं पश्यति हि इस् लुकिङ्ग् एट् him. He is looking at him. Saha becomes tam. Saha becomes tam. Mushakaha becomes saha tam. It's like when you are doing pronoun without saying mushaka, vidala tam. He is looking at him. So when we are aham vayam, that also. Aham bhavantam pashyami. Okay, aham bhavantam pashyami. I am looking at you when it's a male. Okay, bhavantam. Aham bhavatim pashyami. Aham bhavatim pashyami. So, it's a female. I am looking at you when it's a lady. Bhavan becomes bhavantam. Okay, bhavan becomes bhavantam. Bhavati becomes bhavatim. Bhavatim pashyami. So, when it is like, just without the name, you are just saying bhavan. Bhavantam, bhavati, bhavati. So, for example, just I'll give you an example. Aham mandiram gachami. So, always it's a dvitiya vibhakti. Where are you going? Aham mandiram. Okay, that always am comes. So, that you have to remember. So, then it becomes very easy. So we can make one simple sentences. Okay. Okay, Ramaha becomes Ramam. Right? Ramaha becomes Ramam. So I can say Aham Ramam Namami, right? Saha Ramaha, he is Rama. Aham Ramam Namami. Okay, I bow to Rama. So that becomes Dityada. That is like a example. So we can just try to make some simple sentences. Subodh Mayodaya, you can do with Sita. You read this and I think he is okay, Suhasini Bhagini, can you try?
Aham, which one? Nadi, I will do.
Sita, you can do, or Nadi.
Okay. Aham Nadim Gachami.
You both. That's fine. Yeah. Okay. Nadim Gachami. Yeah. Astu Bhagini. Or aham nadim pashyami also may be easier, right? I am looking at a river.
Huh. Okay.
I go to the river. Yeah, it can be said. But yeah, nadim pashyami may be better.
Pashyami. Okay.
You are looking at a river. Okay? Uttama. Ranga Mohdaya, you can do Sita or Pushpam.
Sita. Aham Sitam. Alingami.
Aham Sita Alingami.
Alingami. Alinga.
Yeah, that's more there. Uttamam. Pushpam. Pushpam. Bhumi Bhagini Astiva?
Asmi. Aham ne Ramah pushpam
pashyati.
You can also say, right, aham pushpam pashyami. Both are same, the form. You will not.
I was actually trying to say like smell, but I forgot the word for smell.
What is it?
The word for smell, like to smell the flower.
Jigrami.
Jigrami, huh? So aham pushpam jigrami.
Mitesh Mahodaya, you can do Ramaha. I don't know whether you are there. Madhavi Bhagini, can you try Kaha Kam? Kam, it becomes Kam.
Kam Bhavati Kam Patham Pathayati.
Astu. Uttamam Bhagini.
Sorry, ma'am, my mute was not okay. So,
okay, so you can use any of them and use Dityal Bhakti. You can use Ka, Kam.
Okay, and Kam, I'm not getting with this. I prepared myself for Ram. Rama.
Yeah. You can do Ramam because this is Kam is just a pronoun for Strilinga, right? Sitam, Kam. But you can do Ramam. Yeah, that's fine.
Aham Ramam Pashyami.
Okay. So you can say Kam is the Strilinga Shabda, right? Strilinga pronoun. Aham kam pashami, pashani or something you can ask. So, whom am I looking at? So, kam is for Strilinga Shabda. That also you can do. Simple. Okay? Astu. Who else we missed? Sunil Mahodaya?
Asmi.
Vadatu. Kim.
Kim is what? So balaha kim khadati?
Uttamam. What is it? Right? Kim khadati. Uttamam. Kim is very commonly used. Yeah. So, Sahatam. Subodh Mahodaya, you can do, I don't know, I think you were logged out. One of them, or you can try Saha becomes Tam in the Dvitiya. You can try Tam also.
Let me try. So Saha would be part of the question, isn't it? Tam would be part of the question?
No, Saha is a Prathama Vibhakti. It's a subject. Okay? Saha. Yeah. Tam is like when it becomes an object.
Object.
Yeah. We look back an example here. I don't know whether it's there. Saha Tam. Mushakaha becomes Tam. So when it is a pronoun, Bidalaha tam, bidalaha mushakam pashyati, bidalaha tam pashyati.
Oh, okay, now I see. Okay. Okay. Janakaha tam pashyati.
Okay. Kanaka. He is looking at him. Yeah, it can be anybody. Yeah. Uttamam Mohde. Okay. I think we got it. So it becomes sa becomes tam. Okay. Janakaha tam pashati. When it is looking at tam, it's looking at her. Her. Okay. Tat is becomes tat. So it is like Napunsakalinga is always usually Prathama Vibhakti, Dvitiya Vibhakti, it will be the same. So tat is tat same. So esha, itsaha, esha like that. Esha becomes etam. Esha becomes etam. Etat, etam. Bhavan, bhavantam. Bhavati, bhavati. Aham bhavatim pashyami. Okay, I'm saying aham bhavatim pashyami. I'm looking at you. I'm looking at a lady and I'm saying aham bhavatim pashyami. I'm looking at you. So that's the overall. So hopefully everybody understood the Dvitiya Vibhakti. It's a karma pada. Okay, the middle. The middle word in the like a pink dark that's the Dvitiya Vibhakti. It's the karma padam. Okay, so hopefully everybody got it. Any questions here for the karma padam? So it's pretty simple, but please use it in the sentence and try to use it with the talam, when you are writing. Don't forget the bindu. Okay.
One question. Here we have seen for Srilinga it's a kam. So why we didn't use Mahila kam dharati instead of kim dharati? Because Shatika is a Srilinga, right? It says Mahila Kim Dharati.
Kim Dharati is very commonly used. Kam Dharati, whom? Kam is whom usually. What? Kam Dharati. So it is Mahila's Mahila Kim Dharati, what she is wearing, not whom she is wearing, what. But Shatika is supposed to be a Akaranta Srilinga, but that's okay. But that is what is she wearing, that's the question. Whom, it's not whom, who, what she is wearing.
What she is wearing. So when it's whom, then we can say kam.
Kam.
So Anjaneya kam milati, so it's a sita milati.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It. Yeah. That pronoun is a little bit. Yeah. Okay. Uttama. Uttama. Prashna. Okay. Agre Sarama. We have been doing katham. We'll do katham. You might have seen it in the some sentences. Katham asti. Okay, Bhavan katham asti. How are you? Okay. So aham samyak asmi katham. Okay, how are you? How? Bhojanam katham asti. How is the food? Bhojanam samichinam asti. It's a prashnavachaka shabda. Prashnavachaka shabda. So eta chitram katham asti. How is this picture? Eta chitram sundaram. So katham is a very simple word which is prashnavachak. So how katham. Okay. So katham. So we can try to make some sentences. I'll see whether we have some examples here. Well, here, Yeah, so katham, samyak. Samyak is all right. Samichinam. They are all like, they are trying to fill, you have to fill these. Samichinam is good. Uttamam also is good. Samichinam is all right. Sundaram is beautiful, you know, right? Arogyam katham asti. Arogyam samyak asti. Okay? Arogyam samyak asti. So, vatavaranam katham asti. Suhasini Bhagini? Vatavaranam katham asti. You can fill with one of
these. What is
vatavaranam? Vatavaranam is like environment or weather, you can say.
Okay. Vatavaranam sundaram asti.
Balakaha katham dhavati. Balakaha katham dhavati. Sunil Mahodaya, balakaha katham dhavati.
Balakaha shigram dhavati.
So here, yeah, shigram dhavati is, yeah. Etat vastram katham asti. Etat vastram katham asti. Ranga Mahodaya? You can use one of these.
Yeah. Balaka. Oh, etat vastram. Etat vastram uttamam asti.
Ritesh Mahodaya, Agrimam.
Bheem Sen Joshi katham gayati. Bheem Sen Joshi uttamam gayati.
Uttamam Mahodaya. Madhavi Bhagini, Agrimam.
Tendulkar katham kridati. Tendulkar uttamam kridati.
You can use uttamam, samyak, samichinam. Almost same meaning. Anything can be used. Okay. So you can fill these all. So you will get a good idea. So how to use katham. So it's pretty straightforward. Please fill all this so you get good. So there is one other prashna vajaka shabda. Kimartham. Okay. Kimartham. Why?
Why?
Janaha kimartham kridanti. Janaha arogyartham kridanti. Okay? Anandartham also. Janaha anandartham kridanti also can be an answer. Janaha kimartham kridanti. Why are they? Why people are playing? Janaha arogyartham kridanti. They are playing for health, good health. So janaha anandartham kridanti. They are playing for fun. Okay? So bhavati kimartham dooradarshanam pashyati. Bhavati kimartham dooradarshanam pashyati. Why are you watching the television, dooradarshan television? Aham manoranjanartham dooradarshanam pashyami. Aham manoranjanartham dooradarshanam pashyami. I am watching television for entertainment. Okay, I am watching television for entertainment. So we'll look at some more examples. Okay. Kimartham. Okay. So Ajay Srinivas Mahodaya, patatu. Pratama vakyam patatu udaharana vakyam.
Saha kimartham vidyalayam gachati.
Uttaram kim?
Saha padhanartham vidyalayam gachati.
So what is the meaning?
Why do you go to school? I go to school to study.
Why do you know what is it asking, right? You have to translate exactly what? Now, right? Saha.
Why does he why does he go to school? He goes to school to read.
Yeah.
To study.
Patanat. Yeah, okay. Uttama Mohodaya. Dhanyavada. Okay. So, Subodh Mohodaya, Astiva, etat patatu.
That's me. Atra Shabdadvayam.
Okay. Patatu, patatu Mohodaya.
Atra Shabdadvayam Likitam Asti. Upayujya prashnam uttaram cha likhatu.
Patatu, pratama vakyam.
Yogasanam arogyartham. Saha kimartham yogasanam karoti. Saha arogyartham yogasanam karoti.
Saha kimartham yogasanam karoti? Saha arogyartham. Arogyartham yogasanam karoti. Ranga Mohodaya, agrimam karotu. Dvitiyam.
Granthalayam patanartham.
Patana.
Patanartham. Granthalayam patanartham. Kimartham granthalayam gachati. Okay. Maybe saha kimartham granthalayam gachati. Saha patanartham granthalayam gachati.
Gachati. Swasini bhagini agrimam.
Chikitsalayam aushadhartham saha kimartham kichitalayam gachati saha aushadhartham aushadhartham chikitsalayam gachati.
Chikitsalayam. Uttamam. Madhavi bhagini agrimam karotu.
Videsham pravasartham. Saha kimartham videsham gatavan. Saha pravasartham videsham gatavan. What does pravasartham mean?
For travel. Pravasa means trip for travel. Trip. So pravasartham means for. That's the meaning. Aushadartham, for. It's all in one word, but pravasa, actually it is pravasartham, for travel. All in one word.
Gatavan is like gachati, is it?
Oh, okay. I don't know why they put it here. That's the next topic. Gatavan is a Bhutakala Rupa. Why did he go? So we haven't covered it. We will cover in maybe next class. Bhutakala Rupa. It's a past. It's a form of past. Yeah? Otherwise, Gatchati, they could have just, Gatchati, they could have put. I don't know why they wanted to just give you an example, I guess. Okay. So, hopefully, Kimartham and Katham got some idea. Any questions here? Any? I think they are pretty straightforward. You have to just reuse them to get practice.
So we can just okay, we can we have some time, we can just look at little bit the Bhutakala, which we'll cover in detail next class, but we'll just Bhutakala Rupa, okay? Mm-hmm. Balakaha Patati, okay? Balakaha Patati, everybody knows this, right? Balakaha Patati, boy is reading or boy reads. Balakaha Yaha Patitavan, so he read yesterday. Yaha, you know, everybody knows. Yaha is yesterday. Balakaha Yaha Patitavan, okay? Patitavan is the Bhutakala Rupam. Okay, balaka yaha patita, balika patati. Okay, the girl reads. Balika patati, balika yaha patitavati, balika yaha patitavati. So the girl read yesterday. So when it's a girl, it's patitavati. And when it's a male pullinga shabda, it's patitavan. Patitavan, patitavati. So when it is for Uttam Purusha, Aham Patitavati, for that form, there is a change. Aham Yaha Patitavati, okay? Aham Yaha Patitavati for a female, and when it's a male also, Aham Yaha Patitavan, that doesn't change. For Uttam Purusha or the Prathama Purusha, that form doesn't change. Patitavan, Patitavati. It remains the same. So here they have given a table. Patati becomes Patitavan. Patati becomes Patitavan for Ekavachana. Patitavantaha for Bahuvachana. So for a Strilinga, it's Patitavati, Patitavatyaha. Okay, Patitavati. So Nadi, Nadya. It forms, it's like that. Nadi, Nadya. So, Bhavan, Bhavanta, that for me. Patati, it's falling. Patitavan, it's pretty straightforward. Patati, Patitavan, Patitavantaha. For Srilinga, Patitavati, Patitavatyaha. Patitavati, Patitavatyaha, Bhavachane. So, Vadati, Patati is falling.
Oh.
Patati, okay, fall, to fall. Okay, so vadati becomes a little bit different. Vadati is uktavan, uktavan, uktavantaha, uktavati, uktavatyaha, uktavati, uktavatyaha. Pibati, peetavan, peetavantaha, peetavati, peetavatyaha. So that is the for drinking. Pibati, vadati is speaking, right? So we have a nice table. I think I have been attaching that table. I don't know you have looked at it. There is a table where all the rupas are given. So that table we'll be using a lot. You can also use to write sentences. That's very useful. Please try to fill this if possible before coming to the next class. So you get an idea. This is very straightforward. When you are using Yaha, like you try to use a Bhutakal Rupa, what you did yesterday or that, you can use the past. We'll see in detail next class, but since we had some time, I thought I'll just give you an introduction. So, I think Samapayama Idanim. Hopefully you will revisit everything and do some, fill the Abhyasa Pustakam. I send you always, please fill this also. At least do this if you are not doing homework. If you do both, great. You will get good practice. Just spend like 10 minutes every day. Otherwise you will forget. Me, like Aham Patami, right? Saha Patati. All that, you should not make those mistakes now. For that you have to spend some 5 minutes, 10 minutes every day so that you won't forget all that. So in the beginning, that's the thing. You have to spend at least 10 minutes listening to something or feel these. Abhyasa Pustakam is very good. I I know it's a little bit repetitive, but it will really drill it in, the forms and all that. So please do that. When I send an email, I send you which sections you have to fill. Please do that. So if there are no questions, let's Prathana Mukta Samapayama Idanim. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinah, Sarve Santu Niramayah, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kashchit Dukha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Namaskara.
Namaskara.
Dhanyavada.
Namaskara. Dhanyavada. Dhanyavada.